Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Aloch Gimel in the Ba'an Daf Ches Amud Beis. So look at the Mishnah Ba'arba, Prokim, Oilum Nidor, and there's four times there's din in the world. Pe'Pesach ala Tvuon. Pesach, the din is on the Tvuon, the grain, meaning will the grain grow this year? Ba'at Saras al Per Se'ilon, Shvuos, the din is on the fruits of the tree. Obirosh Hashanah, Kol Be'y Oilum, Oivin Lefon of Kivnei Morin. All the people of the world go in front of him, like Bnei Marin. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, but it's one by one. He's creating all of them, but he knows each one, each mice of each individual. And in Sukkot, the din is on the water of that year. So Gemara is Tani Tani, Kuloim Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah. There's a brisa that says the din of everything, all these things, Tvuo and Maim and Peiros, are all done in Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara Tesa Mudalef, Gzardinus Kolechot Vechot Mischatem Rosh Hashanah. And also the Gzardin is the Rosh Hashanah. Istani Tani, there's another Braiso. Kulum Nidoyim Rosh Hashanah, the din of each one is Rosh Hashanah. Gzardinus Kolechot Vechot Mischatem Yom Kippurim. But the Gzardin on all these is in Yom Kippur. Istani Tani, a third Braiso says, Kulum Nidoyim Rosh Hashanah, the din is in Rosh Hashanah. Gzardinus Kolechot Vechot Mischatem Mizmanoi. And the Gzardin is in the times we mentioned the Mishnah, water and Sukkot, Tavua and Pesach, Perseilin and Shavuos. Is Tani Tani, the fourth price holds, Kolechot Ve'echot Nidoyim Bezmanoi, Ve'gzardinus Kolechot Ve'echot Mischatem Bezmanoi. This fourth price holds, the din and the Gemara din, it's all done in the time that belongs to that specific item. Sigma Mastiso, our Mishnah, Kemanda Omar, Kulom Nidoyim Bezmanoi. Our Mishnah holds, that's the Gersom Chaim, that each one, the din is in its time, meaning water and Sukkot, Tavua and Pesach, and Peres Ahil and Shavuos. V'gzardinus Kolechot Ve'echot Mischatem Bezmanoi, so the Gzardin is at that time. Because we said in our Mishnah, B'chag Nidoinim Alamayim. Talk about the din is Alamayim, really could bring a raya from each one. So the Milsa de Rav Omro, Kulam Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah, Rav holds the din is in Rosh Hashanah, V'gzardinus Kolechot Ve'echot Mischatem Rosh Hashanah, and even the Gzardin is in Rosh Hashanah. Why? The Talmid Tkiyos to the Rav, meaning in the Musaf of Rav, where they blow Tkiyos, Zeh Yom Tchilas Maasecho, Zikoron LeYom Rishon, Kichoik LeYisrael LeMishpot LeYikei Yaakov. It's a day, it's called Zikoron LeYom Rishon, meaning this is the remembering, the beginning of the world, the Yom Medin was then, and the Hemshech of the Tfilo, he says, V'lamidinois Bo Yehomer, and on the different countries, there's Exero, Ezel Lecherev, Ezel Shom, which will be in war, which will be in peace, Ezel Lerov, Ezel Seva, which one will be in hunger, which one will have enough food, Uvriyois Bo Yipakeidu, Laskir, Lechayim, Lemavis, and the people are being judged to see who will live and who will die. So you see that also the Seva, all the food, is already Nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, the Loki Abiyosi. This is that we say the din of the Briyos of Rosh Hashanah. That's not like Abiyosi. The Briyos of my Yochid Nidoyim Bechol Shah. The din is every hour, meaning every day, every moment. My time of Tif Kedenu Lib Karim Le Regaim Tif Chenenu. You have a Pkid in the morning, and you have a Pchino in every Rega, every moment. Explains the Gemara. Tif Kedenu Lib Karim is a Parnasosai. That's every morning is Nikva, the Parnas of that day. Le Regaim Tif Chenenu Zachilosai. That's the food. That's every moment. If you'll have food, you won't have food. The king and the tzibur have a din every single day. My time, what's the source? Says mishpat avdoi, which means his king. Or mishpat amo Yisrael, that's the tzibur, dvayoyim b'yoyim, every single day. So Yisrael have tzedek, and l'umim, the other umasoyel, have mishorim. What does it mean? Kshmuru dan es Yisrael bayoyim b'shoshim asuki b'mitzvahs. Kshmuru is dan am Yisrael when they do mitzvahs, so they have opportunity to be zoichi b'din because of their mitzvahs. V'sumus b'laylon, he's judging the humus oilom in the night, b'shoshim b'teilim in averis, when they don't do averis. So each one in his best time, putting him in his best, in the best scenario for him to be judged when he's in his best behavior. Shmuel amar, Mishu danes Yisrael danes umas. First he judges Am Yisrael, and then comes the umas oil. Now that he waits for the night, he just does it after Am Yisrael. So if so, my mekayim Shmuel yadin leumim meishorim. What's the meishorim? What's the special treat that he gives the umas oilim to help him b'zoich b'din? Donam kekshevim sheboim. Meishorim means the kshevim. Meaning he remembers the ones that were kosher from umas oilim. Maskilia Maisa Yisro, he remembers the Maisa of Yisro, who left everything, left all over the Zoras. Maskilia Maisa Rochav Azoino reminds Rochav Azoino what she did for Am Yisrael. It's interesting to point out these two did become Gerim and turned to be Am Yisrael, but they give schos to Umasoilam. Reb Chiya bar Bo Boy, he asked, Tvuah shelokas b'erev Pesach, mei zedin loiko. If you have a tvuah that got ruined on erev Pesach, which din paskin that? If we say the din is on Pesach, in teri mishos adolos, we talk about this coming up Pesach. At kedoyin loolos, we didn't have Pesach yet. So if the tvuah got bad, went bad on erev Pesach, it can't be from the din of the coming Pesach. In terim shot the nav gazel mayo tami came from the previous year. Hachinavis mucha koshoso malki kadoin. So why did it wait till now until it got ruined? Why do we allow it to grow and bring it to this stage and now it gets ruined? It should not grow at all. Another question. Elu shemaisim Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, though people that die through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, meizid dinim meisim. Which din pasuk on them to die? In Teri Mishada Dolas, tell me that this coming year, at Kadoin Loilos, until you don't get to Yom Kippur, you don't have the Gzar Din, so we don't have a Din for this year. In Teri Mishada Dinavkom, if you would tell me it's for the previous year, so you wait until now until they die? So Reb Chaim points out, there's a difference between the question about human beings and the question regarding the grain. Regarding the grain, the question is, why did it grow at all? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu allow it to grow and then hit it, and don't just hit it from the beginning? But with human beings, every single moment that a person lives is a great maila. And we understand that the din of Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean everybody who is nigza lamavis will die immediately. He has time to live throughout the year. Here we're talking specifically in the next year, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the din of the next year is not complete. The people that die then, if they had a gzar din last year, the previous year, to die, why do they continue living in the next year? Says Gemara v'lishmiya doma Rav Kreisva b'shavir chanon sholosh pinkosiyos him. There's three pinkosiyos, meaning three books. Achad shel tzadikim gemurim, one for big, complete tzadikim. Achad shel rishayim gemurim, complete rishayim. Achad shel beinonim, the ones in between. Zeh shel tzadikim gemurim, kfar notlu, afifoisi shel chayim, Rosh Hashanah. The ones of tzadikim gemurim, they got afifois, means the choysom, the sign, the din. They got chayim from Rosh Hashanah. Zeh shel rishayim gemurim, kfar notlu, afifois shelhem, Rosh Hashanah. They got the choysom, Rosh Hashanah, lemiso. Shall be noining for the talim ases mitshuvo. They have the ases mitshuvo. Shem Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim. They have these days. He must tshuvo nichtovim tzadikim. If they did tshuvo, they will be right signed with tzadikim. V'imlam nichtovim rishoyim. They didn't do tshuvo, they will be signed with the rishoyim. My time. What's the source? Where's the pasuk? Yimachu misafer. That's the beginning of the pasuk. They will be erased from the sefer. Elo rishoyim. Chaim elo tzadikim. They're going to live. V'im tzadikim alik sefer. They won't be written with tzadikim immediately. Eilu abinoinim, they're including the oinim as losh of the Bavli. So the answer is, the ones that are dying between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, those are the Rishon Gemurim, the Gzai Din was done in Rosh Hashanah, so they already passed the Din of this year. And the Gemara does not answer the question regarding the Tavua. So ask the Gemara of Chananyo, Chavir, and the Rabbon, and boy, he asked, V'ena Kosh Baruch Hu Royas and Eilot? Doesn't Kosh Baruch Hu know the future and know if someone's going to do Tshuva? What does it mean he waits between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? If they will do tshuva, they will be nichtam l'chaim, if not, not. Why? He knows they're going to do tshuva, so he should base it based on the future. Says Gemara, V'lishmi Adom Avsim Roshim Yeshua B'Levi, Avsim said the name Yeshua B'Levi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donas Adom Elabashah Shu Oymid Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge a person based on future things. He judges the person only based on what he is right now. My time, what's the source for that? Continues the Gemara in the Testament base. It says in the Pasuk, Al Tiri Kishoma Elokim El Kolanar Basher Husham. Regarding Yeshua, it says that Kosh Baruch Hu told Hagar, don't worry, Kosh Baruch Hu is looking Basher Husham where he is right now. Which means he is not judging him based on the future. Chaim brings the Medrash, tells us that Malachi came and said, you know that his children are going to kill Am Yisrael, going to cause Am Yisrael to suffer. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, I just judge based on what it is right now. Omar B'Levi Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisyatzu Oilelim L'Neged Enecho. Why? L'Meshesaneso Kol Pale Oven. Meaning the Oilelim, the ones that have bad thoughts, to do bad things, they're not coming in front of Kosh Baruch Hu for judgment. Because Kosh Baruch Hu only hates the Poyel Oven, the ones that actually did it. He's not judging based on the future. Another Drosho Drosho Risochar D'Kfar Mandi, Ki Hu Yodo Mesei Shav V'Yere Oven V'Lo Yisboinon. Kosh Baruch Hu knows the Shav is going to happen, but Lo Yisboinon, he doesn't judge based on that. Imzach v'yosher hiso yinksivkan el imzach v'yosher oto. Ki ato yirelecha v'shalom nevatzikechos. The Pasuk says, regarding Eoiv, it says, if you're good, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to give you bracha. It didn't say if you were good. It said if you're good right now, meaning, coming to tell you, even though you may sin later, Kosh Baruch Hu is judging based on now. Homer b'chir barbo zarzir musnaim otayish. Now another drasha. It says the zir mustaim or taish. Meaning you talk about different animals. It's a goat and another type of animal. And then the hemshech pasuk is umelech lekum imoy. And the melech of Hashem is with him. What does it mean? Benoik sheboilum zemakesh lanzer zero. If zemakesh lanzer zero. When you have two parties that are fighting with each other, each one wants to conquer the other. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ken elo melech lekum imoy. Loibay tikum al didei. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to conquer the other side. Kivyochel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to catch a person in din. He wants to give him a schos. He wants to have him win the din. Kiloy lenetzach yiriv, loy lenitzuach yiriv. He's not trying to win the battle. Omer blazer poro basilius onumus ogripis. We're talking here different types of shiltoinus, meaning this the pasuk that we mentioned before is referring to different types of royalty of shiltoin. So benoyin shabayilam melech basa adam goes like zero. If you get melech, it has a zero. Rotsu mikayimo, rotsu achem mikayim moiso. Maybe he will keep it. Maybe you give others to keep it. Not necessarily he will do it. He does like zero, and he keeps it himself first. My time, what's the source? The shomer is mishmarti ani Hashem. What's ani Hashem? Ani hu sheshimarti mitzvaseh shatur etchilo. I kept the Torah before you kept the Torah. What's Ani Hashem here? By Avraham Avinu, I stood up, so to speak, in front of a zoken. Again, Hashem is the one who has the chukim mishpatim. The word now continues to speak about Rosh Hashanah. Look how great is Am Yisrael. A person knows there's a din. What does he do? He wears black. He covers himself in the back. He grows his beard. He doesn't know what will happen in the din. So it's not like that. They wear white. And they cover themselves in white. And they shave the beard. They eat and drink. And very happy. He knows that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give them miracles in Yom HaDin. Another one says, what nation is like nation of Am Yisrael? If the king says, if the judge says, the din will be this day. He says it should be tomorrow. Let me show him. Loyal Shilton. Of course, you listen to the judge. You don't listen to the listim if it's inconvenient for him to have the din this day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. On the basis that Yom Rosh Hashanah, if the basis said today should be Rosh Hashanah, they're mikdash the chodesh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu imel amalochi asharis hamidu bimo. Make the big stage. Yamdu sanigorim. Yamdu kategorim. You have the malochi, the melamed zchus, the malochi, the melamed chayvul. Shom Rubanai, that my children said, Hayom Rosh Hashanah. They said, today is Rosh Hashanah. Nimuchu Beizdin Le'obro, Le'mochar. If Beizdin decided to do Ibur and to push Rosh Hashanah for another day, Kshbuch tells the Malachim, Havirubim, take away the stage. Yavu Sadegorim, Yavu Kategorim, take away the Sadegorim Kategor. Shinimuchu Bni Le'obro Le'mochar, because my children said, let's push it to tomorrow. My time, what's the source? What do we see in the pasuk? Kichoik liyisrael hu mishpat leloi kiyakov. Im heinu choik liyisrael, if Am Yisrael did not accept the choik, kivyoch leinu mishpat leloi kiyakov, there's no mishpat up there. Her krispa b'shem Amir Chanon, l'shavar, we learn from the pasuk, eilu meyadei Hashem. Beginning, meyadei Hashem depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan ve'eilech eshet kru oysom, depends on you. Omar vila, im karisim oysom hem moyadei, v'im lav einu moyadei, that's what, on the pasuk, eilu hem moyadei, these are my moyadim. If you said it's my moyadim, I'm a simuk sivra boys asiso to Hashem lekai niflo secho machshav secho eleinu. What does it mean? How do you dash the pasuk? Leshava in the beginning, rabbi asiso. You did a lot to Hakadosh Baruch Hu on your own, so to speak. Mikan ve'elach niflo secho machshav secho eleinu. From here on, it depends on us. And the word now brings a few mashalim to this idea that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power. Omar Levi Lemelech Shayalo or Login. It was a king, he had a watch. Once his son got older, he gave it to him to do things based on the watch. And this is a remnant to the Zman in the dependent Am Yisrael. Omar Bismachin Lemelech Shayalo Shoimer, king who had a fence. That's a remnant to the mitzvahs. Omar Vachol Lemelech Shayalo Tabas, a king that had a ring. When his son grew up, he gave him the ring. Continues the Gemara Daf Yudam with Aleph. Omar Vachir Barbo Lenogar to a carpenter. Shayalo Kli Nagarutz, he had a saw. His son got older, he gave it to him. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Lemelech Shayalo Tzoris, there was a king who had many treasures. When his son grew up, he gave it to him. Rabbanan Amrin, Rabbanan say, the mashal is leroifit to a doctor, shalun nartik shurfuris, he had a bag full of medicine, kavat shalomad b'noi, masru alayim, once his son grew up, he gave it to him, tivim mishalim to the power that Kosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes.